Yesterday we learned about that rule that dreams are going after the interpretation, and we saw few stories one after the other about Abaye and Rava, that both of them went to the same dreams interpreter named Bar Hedya. Hedya, just that you're gonna know, means revealed. Hedya, behedya, to say something behedya, means in a revealed way, begalui, behedya, pronounce it. So Bar Hedya means that he had it revealed. This was his name. And this is why he had that ability of
interpretation.
Interpretate. Dreams. So we saw that actually it all depends in the way that the interpreter interprets, and we saw that to Abaye, that Abaye was paying to him, to Bar Hedya, he was interpreting the dreams in a positive way. I don't know, you're gonna understand me. And Rava, that he wasn't paying to him, he was interpreting the dreams in a bad way. In a, even when both of them actually had the same dreams all of the time, Abaye and Rava, you see. And to each and every one of them, he was saying different interpretation. So Amrele, they told him another dream. Somewhere over the rainbow. Chat, Shtayim, Shalosh, Arba, Chamesh, Shesh, Sheva, Shmoneh. 8 lines from the white line on the left side, exactly where that you are. Amre Le Chazan Chasa. That we learned, Chazan Chasa. We're in Chazan Bisra. Let's say that Chazan Chasa again. Amre Lan, Amre Le. They told him, Abaye v'Rava said to Bar Hedya, Chazan Chasa Album Dani. We saw lettuce. No, we said that chasa is not lettuce, it's maror. It's it's lettuce, but you called it in chazeret. They said chazeret, right? 15? Maybe it's lettuce. So, yes, it's lettuce. So, he saw, they both of them had the same dream. They saw chasa, lettuce, on the opening the top of the barrel. La'abaye amar le, to Abaye he said, if iskach ke chasa, your business is going to double itself like lettuce. Means that when the lettuce is opening, it's become to be very wide, it's got wide leaves. L'Rava amar le, but to Rava he said, Marir iskach ki chasa. Your business is gonna be bitter like lettuce. It's written in Talmud Yerushalmi that lettuce in the beginning it's sweet, and when it's old it's become to be bitter. If you're not picking it in time, so it's become to be bitter. Another dream, Amrele, they told him, Chazan Bisra Alpum Dani. We saw meat on top of the barrel. La'abaye amar le, Bas im Chamrach. To Abaye he said, your wine is going to be very, very tasty. Ve'atu kule alma, and all of the world is going to come. Le'mizban bisra ve'chamra minach, to buy meat and wine from you. Le'rava amarle, but to Rava he said, takif chamrach, your wine going to be sour, going to become vinegar. Ve'atu kule alma le'mizban bisra le'mechal be. So this is something good. Actually, he's saying to him that the people are going to come and buy from him. Ve'atu kule alma, and all of the world is going to come le mizban bisra, to buy meat le mechal be, to
buy meat.
He's telling him, and people, what is saying?
Cooking.
So it's a good thing that he's saying to Rava. It's good, right? It sounds good.
No, it says that your wine will go bad and it'll turn into vinegar.
And then, in the next
and
part,
you use vinegar for a marinade for roasting.
So it's good. What do we care if people are going to come and buy from him?
But wine is
more
valuable
more
than cooking vinegar.
Okay, so he's gonna lose. He's gonna sell his produce, but in lower price, because it's gonna become to be vinegar,
right,
and not wine. Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Yaakov. Amrele, they told him another dream. Chazan chavita detale bedikla. We saw a barrel that hanged on a palm tree. Le'abai amar le, to Abai he said, midale iska kedikla, your business is going to rise to the heights like the palm tree. Le'rava amar le, to Rava he said, chale iska ketamre, your business is going to be sweet like dates. But what it means? It means that you're going to have to sell it in a very cheap price, and this is why you're going to have, and this is why people will want to buy it, because you're going to be forced to sell it very, very cheap. So people will jump on it, like on the Amrele, they told him another dream. Chazan rumana de kadche apum dane. We saw pomegranate tree that grows on top of the barrel. La'abai amar le, to Abai he said, ashik iskach kerumana, your business is going to be valuable like a pomegranate. Means that you have a lot of money like the grains of the pomegranate. La'abai amar le, to Rava he said, kave iskach kerumana, it's going to be sour, your business is going to be sour like the juice of pomegranates. Means people are going to reject it. People will not going to want to enjoy your business. Amrele, they told him another dream. Chazan chavita denafal lebira. We saw a barrel that fell into a pit. La'abai amarle, to Abai he said, mitbae iskach, people going to ask from, and people will want your business. Means people will take it like that. The pit took the desirable. Kede amar, like that it's written, nefal pita bevera velo ishtakach. The bread fell into the pit, and the man is not forgetting that. And the man is not forgetting that bread. Every time that he's going close to that pit, he's saying, oh, my bread is over there, my bread is over there. So it will be desirable. Le'rava amar le, to Rava he said, pasid iskach v'shadit le'levbira, you're going to lose all of your business and you're going to throw it to the pit. This is it, you're going to lose it totally. Amrele, they came to him again. Chazinan bar chamra. We saw a donkey. The kai aizdan venoer. That he is standing above our head and noer.
Braying.
Braying. Oh, you're right. Braying. Yes.
Braying.
With B.
B.
Amazing. Amazing chidush. Abaye amar le, to Abaye he said, Malka havit vekai amora alach. A king you're going to be means a chief rabbi in yeshiva. And you're going to have a translator that's going to stand up above you and to say your words in a louder way.
Why would he need a translator?
Because always it was like that they were talking in Lashon HaKodesh, but the people over there in Babel couldn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so they had a translator that translated to Aramit. The Gemara called me a donkey. None of you put attention to that, but the Gemara now just called me a donkey.
What language is the Gemara in? What language is the Gemara?
Aramaic.
Okay, so that means the Rav was speaking Aramaic or speaking Hebrew?
When he was teaching Torah, he was talking Lashon HaKodesh.
All the Torah that he was talking
in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. But the translator was screaming it to the public in Aramaic that they will understand.
Okay.
Amar le, to Rava he said, Peter Chamor Gahit Mitfilach. The words Peter Chamor are erased from your tefillin of head. You lack of those two Peter Chamor words in your tefillin shel Rosh. Amar le, so Rava said to Bar Hedya, Ledidi chazeli ve'ite. Me myself, I saw my parshiot of tefillin, and it's written, and it exists over there. Amar le, so Bar Hedya answered to Rava, Vav de Peter Chamor, the letter Vav. Vaday gahit mitfilach. For sure is erased from your tefillin. Check in the word Peter Chamor, in the word Chamor, and the letter Vav, for sure is erased from your tefillin. Lesof, in the end, Azal Rava lechude legabe. Azal went Rava alone to Bar Hedya to solve him more dreams. Amar le, and told him, Chazai dasha baraita denafal. I saw the outside door of my house that fell. Amar le, ishtecha shachva. He told him the interpretation that his wife gonna die. Another dream. Amar le Rava le tu Bar Hedya. Chazai kachai veshinai denatur. I saw that all of my teeth, the teeth that are grinding and the ones that are cutting, all of them, natur, falling, like nosher, noflim, falling. Amar le, benach uvnatach shachvan, your children, daughters and boys, gonna die. Another dream, Amar le, Chazai tarte yone de farchan. I saw two doves that are running away from me. Amar le, he told him, tre nashe megarshat. Two women you're gonna divorce.
Uh-huh.
All of that because he's not paying to him on his dreams.
On the... How many women did he have?
Or three or
four.
Only three. No, it's one after the other. Amar le, chazai tre garglide de lifta. I saw two, I say, lefet. Turnips. Two heads of turnips, two turnips.
Turnip.
Amar le, so Bar Hedya answered to him. Train kulfe balat. Two heatings you're gonna receive.
you're gonna get two punches. Two bad things are gonna happen to you. Azal Rava Hahu Yoma, went Rava that day, Veyativ be Midrasha Kule Yoma, and sat in the Beit Midrash all of that day. He wanted to hide. He didn't want it to be punched. So he was hiding in the Beit Midrash. Ashkachan Hutre Saginehore. And suddenly he found those two blind people, the Havu Kamintsu Bahade Hadade, that they were fighting each other. Azal Rava Lefarukinhu. Rava went to separate between them, that they were not going to fight. Umachuhu Lerava Tre. And they hit him twice. But every one of them gave him a punch because they couldn't see him. They were blind. Dalu lemechuye achriti, and then they took up their sticks to hit him more. Amar, so he told them, Mistaye, tren chazai, it's enough for me. Two I see in my dreams, not four. poor Rava, and he keep on coming to Beit Midrash every morning. Look, he lost his wife, lost his children, lost his business. Blame him, put him in prison because of things that he haven't done. All of those troubles, and in the morning, he's dragging himself to the Beit Midrash.
That's a very crazy question. Everything in the Torah is important. Why is it telling us about dreams of different rabbis? Why is that important?
To tell us how much it's important to interpret dreams in a positive way. Wife's going to tell you that she saw a purple elephant. You need to tell her that she's going to be millionaire, that she will succeed in life.
So it's important to learn this, so we should...
He didn't know that rule that dreams are happening because of the interpretation. If he would know that, he would do something. He would stop for sure. Every time that he's going to him, he sees that the interpretations are happening. He thought that it's truth. This is his life. This is what Hashem wants for him. He was accepting it all with love.
How didn't he know?
Yet. Now the Gemara is clarifying that. Lesof, in the end.
But is it the way that he wants Hashem guides him?
Let's see. Lesof, in the end. Ata Rava ve'yahiv le'agra. Rava came and paid Bar Hedya. He gave him money finally. Amarle, and told him, Chazai Ashita Denafal. I saw the wall of my house that he fell. Amarle, Bar Hedya told him, Nechasim Belo Metzarim Kanita. From now on, you're gonna buy business with no borders. Mamash, you're gonna be so rich. So many houses. Amarle, so Rava told him, Chazai Apadna de Abaye de Nafal. I saw that the castle of Abaye, the house, huge house of Abaye, fell. Vechasyan Abke, and I was covered with dust from that falling. Amarle, so Bar Hedya told him, Abaye Shachiv Umtivte Atia Legabach. Abaye gonna die, and you're gonna be the chief rabbi of his yeshiva. Everyone that is paying, receiving, everyone that is not coming, not paying, this is it. Went down. Amarle, Rava said to Bar Hedya, Chazai Apadna Didi Denafil. I saw my castle that fell also. Ve'atuku le'alma shaki leventa leventa. And people came and every one of them took one brick. Amarle, Bar Hedya told him, Shmatatach mi baderan be'alma. Your halachot, your words of Torah are going to spread in the world. You're going to be very famous. You're paying, no problems, whatever. אמר לרבא לברעדיה, רבא סתו ברעדיה, חזאי דאיבקה ראשי ונטר מוקרי, I saw that my head break in two halves and my brain spilled out.
Gross.
Look what's going on. The worst dreams now he sees and he's solving them, interpreting them in a great way. אמר לה, told him ברעדיה, אודרה מבסדיה נפיק. It's the filling of the pillow, the feathers, מוח, as a מוח. The inside of the pillow is coming out from your head, and on it, this is what is going to happen. Something very light. The feather is going to go out from your pillow. It's not something bad. Need to fix your pillow. Means he saw something so horrible, but Barhedia told him, it's nothing, don't worry. אמר לה, רבא told ברעדיה, הקריון הללה מצרעה בחלמה. They read to me, I heard at night in my dream, the Hallel that we're saying in the first night of Pesach on the salvation from Egyptians, from Egypt. אמר לה, so ברעדיה told him, ניסה מתרחשי לך, you're going to have miracles. הבא כאזיל בהדה בארבע. In that time, ברהדיה was walking בארבע. He was with him in a boat. They were on the, how do you say, the סיפון.
Deck.
Of the boat. אמר, so ברהדיה said to himself, בהדה גברה דמתרחש לניסה, למה לי? Why I want to be in the same place with a man that's going to have a miracle. What it means? He realized that something bad now going to happen, and only Rava is going to have a miracle. Because he saw that in the dream. So, בהדה דקסליק, when he went away from the, so he decided to go to the shore, to the land. Behadid kasalik, and when he went out from the boat, Barhedia, nafal sifra mine, a book fell from his luggage, from his coat, a book fell. Ashkache Rava. Rava found that book, vechaza, and he saw. He realized that it's the book of Barhedia, and he opened it and he saw the havaktiv be, that it was written inside of it, kol hachalomot holchin achar hapeh, all of the dreams are going after the mouth, after the interpretation. Rava realized that Barhedia caused him all of his sorrow, all of his life. Amar, so Rava said to Barhedia, Rasha, evil man, Bedidach Kaima, it was all depends in you, Vetzartan Kulehai, and you made me so sorry. Kulhu Machil Nalach, I forgive you on everything, Chutz Mibrate de Rav Chisda, except of the daughter of Rav Chisda. It's my wife that I lost her because of how you interpret my dream. Forgave him on his children, on the divorce of the children, on that they're going to get married with foreign people, on everything, on business, on illness, on money, on every sorrow that he had, except of his first wife that he lost. Yehera Ava, may it be your will of Hashem, the limsar au gabra, the dead man going to be given, handed lidei de malchuta, the lo merachmu ale, to the kingship, that they will not going to have no mercy on him. Rava said, Rava cursed him. Amar Barhedia said to himself, Maya abid, what I'm going to do? This is it.
Deep
troubles. Gemire, I have that tradition. דקיללת חכם, that the curse of a wise man, אפילו בחינם היא באה. Even if I haven't done nothing, it's coming. So what I'm going to do now that he's done, he knows that he's done. וכל שכן רבה, and even more so when we're talking about רבה, דבדינה קלייט, that it was justice that he cursed him. אמר, he said to himself, איקום ואגלה, I'm going to go and I'm going to exile myself. Da marmar, because I heard it's written in a braita, galut mechaperet avon. Exile is mechaperet, atones for a sin. Kam galele beromai. He went in exile to Rome. Azal yativ, no brain. Azal yativ apitcha deresh turzina de malka. He went and sat on the entrance of the house of the
head royal treasury
of what?
The royal treasury.
The royal treasury. Resh turzina chazachelma. That minister had a dream. Amar le came to him to Barhedia and told him chazai chelma. I had a dream, the ayel machata beetzba'ati, that a needle penetrate into my finger. Amar le, Barhedia told him, habli zuza, give me a coin. I'm going to interpret it for you. Ve'lo yahavle, but he didn't give him. So, lo amar le ve'lo midi. So, Barhedia didn't told him nothing. And at different time, Amar le, that minister said to Barhedia, Chazai de nafal tichla betarten etzba'ati. I saw in my dream that two worms penetrate into two of my fingers. I saw worms penetrating to two of my fingers. Amar le, Barhedia told him, Habli zuza, give me a coin. Elo yahav le, and he didn't give him. ולא אמר לה, so Barhedia didn't answer to him also. אמר לה, that minister said to Barhedia third time, חזאי דנפל תיכלה בכול הידה. I saw that worms penetrate into all of my hand. אמר לה, Barhedia told him, נפל תיכלה בכולו שיראי. Worms enter, penetrate into all of the meshi, silk. Silk cloths, very expensive, of the treasure of the Caesar. Sham ebe malka. They heard about it in the house of the king, the house of the Caesar. Ve'at yuha lereshtur zina. And they brought that minister to kill him on that crime that he wasn't keeping the silk like that he was supposed to. Ka katle le. While they were doing everything to kill him, executing him, Amar lehu, he told them, the minister, Ana amai, me, why you want to blame me? Aitu lehai dehava yada velo amar. Bring that one that knew about it and he didn't say a word. Because the first, in the beginning, he saw a needle, and after it, he saw worms, and after on two fingers, and after it, he saw it on all of the hands, and only then he told him. So it means that he knew from the beginning that the worm started. Aituhu lebarhedia, they brought Barhedia, Amrile, and they told him, Amtu zuza didach, because of one coin of yours, Charvu shirae de malka. All of the silk cloths of the king been ruined. Kefitu train araze bechevla. They tied two cedars tree, one to each other in a rope. Asu chad kar'e lechad arza. Tied one leg of him to one cedar tree. Vechad kar'e lechad arza. And the second leg of that Barhedia to the second cedar tree. ושרו לחבלה עד יצטליק רישה. And they loosed the
trees, yeah.
The ropes slowly, slowly, until that his head been divided to two. Mamash, all of him, from the legs until the top, been divided, cut to two pieces.
Or slowly.
No, not slowly. It's written suddenly.
Oh.
Suddenly. And they made it in one time. Azal kol chad v'chad v'kam aduchte. Every one of the cedar trees went back and stood up in his place. Ve'itztelik v'nafal bitrein. Uvarhedya been cut to two and fell down with two in two slices, two pieces. Nice story, Baruch Hashem. This is it for us.
The Romans. Civilized Rome. Roman civilization.
Baruch Hashem. Let's read Rashi. Very good, very good. Can you do kolibech Hashem? Look how much sorrow he caused to Rava. Amazing answer of Rava that he forgives on everything except of the daughter of Rav Chisda,
except of his first wife. How much he appreciated his wife, how much he loved his wife. Amazing.
The opposite.
What?
The opposite. How much he was happy that.
No, he says, I forgive you on everything except of that. I forgive you on all of the sorrow. What? Of Abraham, be careful.
Stand in the corner.
Chasa chazeret. So instead of lettuce, he's saying chazeret. I say chazeret.
Horseradish.
What?
The plant or the illness?
The leaves. The leaves of chazeret.
Chazeret. The plant chazeret is horseradish.
Horseradish.
Yeah.
What?
Crane in Yiddish.
If it's kach, you're going to succeed in your business, double your amounts, like the lettuce, that it's wide and double. Marir is kach, bitter your business is going to be. Sanui lachol, everyone going to hate it. Umarias for Hashem. And bitter is going to be your merchandise. Chavita, הם היו משתכרים ביין. Chavita, היו משתכרים ביין. They were selling wine. Abaya and Rava, they were selling wine. This is why he was talking all of the time about the business, the barrel. They were selling wine. Chali is kach. Chali means sweet. Like chalva, it means sweet. Chali, it's sweet. Means klomar shetiten schoratcha bezol, that you're going to give your merchandise in a very cheap way. Dekadche gadla, going to grow. Ashik iskach beyoker timkerenu, you're going to sell it in very expensive price. Means you're going to achieve a lot. Kemo ashik legabach, like that you're going to grow. Lerava amarle kave iskach, to Rava he said, leshon kave, akol yisme'u, everyone going to hate it. Metabe iskach, it's gonna be desirable. It bakesh is kecha. People gonna want it. Your business. Yachzeru acharav liknot. They're gonna look for it to buy. The kaya is dan merashotav. He was standing. That donkey was standing above him. Kedem targeminan merashotav asdohi. Like that it's written above him asdohi. Malka havit. You're gonna be a king. Rosh yeshiva, chief rabbi. Adoresh drashot v'amtur geman omed alav. He is saying drashot, and the translator is standing above him. Be'amora leashmiya bekol ram, to announce in a loud voice larabim, to the public, kekol chamor hanoer, like the voice of the donkey that brays. Vav de peter chamor gait mitfilach. The letter vav. בפרשת והיה כי יביחה, in the parasha והיה כי יביחה, וכל פטר חמור תפדה בסה, והוא חסר וו. Over there, כל פטר חמור תפדה בסה, it doesn't have a letter וו. ובתפילין של רבה, כתבו הכותב מלא, the סופר סתם, he wrote it with וו, ואחר כך מחכו. And after it, he erased it. והיינו גהית מחוק. So it's פסול. It's how you say פסול? Disqualified.
Invalid.
דשא ברייטה, דלת חיצון שבבית, דשא ברייטה, the outside door of the house, אית את החמטה, השומרת את הבית, the wife that she guards on the house. ככי, שיניים הפנימיות שקורין משלרה, the inside teeth that grinds, תרתנה שמגרשת, two wives you're gonna divorce, שאשתו של אדם קרויה יונה, that the wife of a man calls a dove, דכתיב יונתי תמתי, like that it's written, יונתי תמתי, יונתי it's my dove, תמתי it's that she's innocent, תרן קולפה בלעת, מכת מקל אב, they're gonna hit you two hits?
They will strike you twice
with a thick stick, בראשו in your head, כראשי לפתות, like heads of turnips. בלא מצרים, with no borders, נחלה בלא מצרים, means a land with no borders, כלומר קרקעות רחבים ורבים, a lot of lands, very wide and plenty. וכסיין אב ככיסוי אפר הפורח ממפולת החומה, he was covered with earth, with dust that fly from falling of that wall. ונטר מוקרה, נשר מוחו, his brain fell down. אודרה מבסדיה, המוחין יוצאין מן הקר שבמרשותיו. The feathers fell out from the pillow that's under his head. Something small. What? הלל המצראה, the הלל that we're, שאנו קוראים בפסח, that we're reading in פסח, לפי שיש הלל אחר, because there is a different הלל, הקרוי הלל הגדול, that we're calling it הלל הגדול, the big הלל, the large halel, קוראים לזה הלל המצרי. This is why we're calling that one הלל המצרי, the Egyptian הלל. ניסים מתרח שלך, you're gonna have miracles, שעל ידי ניסים, that because of the miracles, נקרא ניסן, we're calling that month ניסן, שעל כל צרה הבאה לישראל, that on every trouble that came to Am Israel, אומרים אותו על גאולתן, we're saying the הלל on the salvation. הווה כאזיל, he went away, ברהדיה, בהדה דרבה, before of רבה, בארבע, in the boat, בספינה, אמר בהדה גברה דמתרחש לניסה, למה לי? With a man like that that have miracles, why I want to be? שמה כאן יערה לו הנס, maybe here he's gonna have that miracle, שתתבע הספינה, והוא ינצל, that the boat gonna sink, and he's gonna be saved. ודידך קיימה, בך הוא תלוי הפתרון, in you it was depend, the solution, the interpretation, אם לטובה, אם לרעה, if to good, if to bad, והפכת לי לרעה, and you transfer it, turned it to be bad. אשתו של רבא, the wife of רבא, בת רב חיסדא הייתה, the daughter of רב חיסדא she was. תורזינה דמלכה, שומר אוצר המלך, the gatekeeper of the treasure of the king. נפל תכלה, תולה, a worm came. קיסר, the king of Rome, מלך רומי, Caesar, והיה לו תגר עם פרסים. No, this is the other one, I'm sorry. שיראי דמלכה, what? Silk of the king, מעילים של מלך, coats of the king, the itztalik, נחלק לבית, divided to two parts, ודוגמתו בהעור והרוטב, you can find something like that, that it's written in the chapter, the skin and the sauce, the tzalke mitzlak, that you divided it to two parts. יעצו עליך רעה, this is it. Thank you. בואי סי.
זה סטורי
הרבה. הוליווד גמורה.